Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. I pray each and every one of you are well. And I do also pray you spend some time with us tonight. We are on every Friday evening from 7 until 9 p.m. Pacific, and welcome to the broadcast. Some of the topics we hope to cover tonight. I'm not sure what happened last night in Philadelphia. I tuned in, actually forgot. I'm like, is this a bad sci-fi movie? We have to laugh. If not, maybe we'll cry. We'll talk about that a little bit. I'm talking about the primetime speech from the president last night. Story on big tech censorship. How to break the grip of mass formation. What is mass formation? Maybe you saw the Newsweek article. Headline, Californians told not to charge electric cars days after gas car sales ban. Boy, did that blow up on my Facebook page. We'll share a little of that. We also have an audio clip. And maybe next hour, we're going to get into the concept of forgiveness. Maybe there's one person out there you need to spend some time with us and really reexamine an area of your mind and your heart by which you are really blocked and closed, and forgiveness is of the essence. We'll do as we always do, invite you to call the program as well, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. But I thought I would start with a story. I love listening to stories, and I love telling stories. I have been in radio 37 years, and there are a handful of moments that stand out to me as, man, if I wasn't in the chair, it would be rough for me to even believe I experienced what I experienced. And ironically, the memory got triggered when I came into the radio station night. What am I talking about? Well, in 1992 here in Southern California, we had something, depending on your own philosophy, we had something called the LA riots or the rebellion. At the time, I was working for KLOS, a rock station, which was about a mile from where we're broadcasting now. And I got a phone call from my boss at the time. And he called me and said, "What you doing?" I'm obviously paraphrasing and ad-libbing a bit. But I was watching the beginning of the riots on TV. I'm thinking, my goodness, I think that's close to the radio station. And to his credit, I'm not a fan of program directors, by the way. I've had a number of them over the years. Very few have been men that have great integrity. This man in particular did and does. And he called me and he says, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm obviously watching what's going on." He goes, "Can you get on the air tonight with us?" And my impulse was, I had been on at KLOS on air for about 5 years at the time. I was kind of the new guy in the block. And what came out of my mouth was, "How many calls have you made before me?" And he just immediately said, "You're the last one." And I said, "What do you want me to do?" He said, "Play music." And I said, "Nope. But if you let me do my talk show," which I had done, I was doing two talk shows at the time, I said, "I'll come in." Now, before I tell you what happened, here's the crazy kind of God moment. So I come to the radio station tonight, and as I'm coming into the station, there's a man walking out with the cutest dog I've ever seen, and we both exchange pleasantries. And I said something, and he goes, "Are you Frank Sontag?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he looked vaguely familiar, but I didn't think about it. And I'll keep him anonymous. I'm sure he didn't want me talking about him on the air, even though I have nothing but great things to say about him. And he said, "I'm so-and-so." And this was my program director in the early 90s at KLOS. He does some stuff here at the station. And we got to talking, and I reminisced a bit about this moment I'm telling you about, and I said, "You know, I have to tell you, I've told the story so many times about when you called me in on the air during the riots." And we had a good laugh and a good moment, wonderful moment, praying him and I, like, stay in contact now. But let me tell you a little bit about what I experienced that night, and I think it's important for many reasons. other than the self-serving level of importance for me, where I'm remembering a moment in my radio career that stands out. But and I'm not here to put any fear in you. In fact, we're going to speak against fear throughout the broadcast, as we do each and every week. You want to talk about somebody that's a fear monger? We can talk about last night a little bit. But my point being, I'm not saying this to emphasize fear at all, but there's a little bit of the writing on the wall, especially here in L.A. County. Lawlessness, lack of law enforcement. It's kind of scary. Trish last week gave me a story about a guy who has been going around and he must have wire cutters or something, you know, cutting off power and solar panels and internet stuff. And he seems to be maybe homeless and not all there. And I'm not saying we're on the brink of chaos, but my goodness, there are things going on right now where there's a perpetuation. And part of what occurred last night, and I'll get to my story about the riots, but what I saw last night was someone trying to incite a reaction. And you can't go for it. That's what bullies do. They try to get you to jump in. Now, later in the program, I'll give you more of my thoughts about last night. But let me get to the night of the riots. If I remember correctly, I think it was the second night. Maybe it was the first night. So I tell my boss, sure, I'll come in. I'll do the talk show. I leave my house. I'm driving from the San Fernando Valley, come to the 405 to the 10. Station is on the outskirts of where things started to heat up. And all I remember is getting off at the La Cienega ramp. There were fires in the area. And I'm thinking, what did I get myself into? Why would I agree to do this? I was so exuberant about radio, and I thought, what an opportunity. But I get off the freeway and I'm like, okay, this was probably the dumbest thing I've ever agreed to. Drive to the radio station, which was a less than a mile down from the off-ramp. We called it the bunker. There were no windows above ground. And all I remember is I pulled into the station, you know, sporadic fires around, and there's a guy on a roof with a rifle or a semi. I don't know what he had, but off-duty police officer, kind of like a sniper on the roof. And I remember checking into the guard shack thinking, this could be the last night of my life. Well, let me tell you what I experienced. And if anything, I'm just telling you, radio is a blessing and a gift to be able to do this. You just never know. Live radio, you never know what's going to happen. And so I walked in and served everything up and started the talk program, opened the phones. I had calls from police officers, paramedics, Bloods, Crips. I mean, it was crazy. And all I remember is I think I did it till 5. And at that time, I would spin some tunes till 6 and get off work. And all I remember is thinking, when I get off and I go outside, what am I going to see? Because things intensified throughout the night. And throughout the night, I was thinking, this is a historical moment, not necessarily a one we're going to look back on and go, boy, that was quite a wonderful time. So I did get off the air. I walked outside. And everything was cooking pretty good. Fires everywhere. If I remember right, the riots went on for a handful of days. That was the only night I recall being on the air. But I will tell you, there's something about taking a risk. There's something about being fearless. That there's something about pushing yourself to your limits that can be very exciting. And I'm not advocating, you know, somehow if you like speed, you know, go out and do really dumb things. All I'm saying is that night I was on edge the whole night. Life had this vibrancy to it, this immediacy to it, where at any moment anything could have happened. You know, fast forward to now, we've got some challenges with social media where you can log into Facebook or Instagram and you can spend 3 hours just scrolling and literally wasting your time looking at who knows what. So I say all that to say this. I pray your life is vibrant, that you do take risks. Stop playing it safe. Stop being comfortable. Risk some type of venture where you'll actually fail. More people, because of their own self-doubt, crash and burn things before they even try it, versus being afraid. Don't do that. God made you unique and different. There's no one like you. And he does have a plan and a purpose for your life. And maybe as we continue the broadcast, we'll get into maybe some of those things. But again, I just want to say, be grateful for the moment. We are blessed, regardless of the circumstances you find yourself in. And if I can be a small part of that reminder, well, that may be one of a handful of reasons why I'm here every Friday night. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. We actually have a caller on the screen. Maybe we'll take him on the other side. What's on your mind tonight? What's in your heart? When we continue, we may get into last night and the scene literally out of some kind of a sci-fi horror movie. I'm not quite sure, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on the primetime speech and anything else that you'd like to share. We will continue with more of this, the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. We are grateful whenever you spend any time with us. And if for some reason you miss parts of this broadcast, the entire podcast is virtually up after the program ends. You can go to franksontag.com to listen to any program, both past and present. Before we share a little bit about last night, let's talk to Bill in Whittier. Bill, you are on the Frank Sontag Show. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Frank. Hey, bro. I've probably been listening to you for, let's say, 60 years. Could it be that long? No. But, buddy, I talked to you back in the 80s, and I tell you, and you're bringing up this fear thing, and it's just crazy. It's just hitting me right now that I'm going through that. And I went through the riots. I worked in commerce when those riots were going on, and a few of the guys were bringing guns into the shop and stuff, not knowing what could possibly happen. And it's a crazy thing. You never know what's going to hit you at any time in your life, ever. And what you were saying about the fear thing, I'm going through a lot of that right now in my life, and I appreciate everything you do.
Well, and I'm grateful for your call, and I hope you can listen to more of the broadcast tonight. Maybe next hour we'll talk a bit more about fear, and it's good to hear from you, and I appreciate your call, Bill. Let me say this. You mentioned guns. I do have a memory that when I got off the freeway the night of the riots, I had put my guns away, gosh, probably 20 years before that. I remember having the thought when I got off the freeway, I wish I had a firearm with me. It was that scary. It was a crazy time, no doubt about it.
Right. And it's like you're looking at that and you never know how far it's going to approach you or how close it's going to be. I mean, there were fires. We saw the smoke everywhere.
Yeah.
And working in commerce and everything. And I'm at work, and who knows how far people are going to go to do that. And I'm just going to say, everybody out there, mellow out. Let's all mellow out. No matter what your beliefs are in politics, no matter what your beliefs are anywhere, let's all mellow out and appreciate that we all live in America and love your humans.
Bill, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. You talk about let's all just mellow out. Well, let's talk a little bit about last night. Speaking of the opposite of that or the antithesis of that, what happened last night? I want to be very transparent. I did not watch the whole speech. I actually, how do I say this? I want to take care of myself and not subject myself to that kind of abuse or dehumanization type of speaking. And maybe we'll do for a segment, take your calls on the president's speech last night. Did you watch it? Do you have any comments about it? 800-222-5222. The board's wide open. 800-222-KABC. I want to be very intentional. We will probably only talk about the speech last night in this break. We've got a lot to cover tonight. You'll talk to Tricia. She's the woman you speak with before you get on the air with me. So let me share a little of my thoughts. I didn't watch it all. I watched enough. When I saw the red deal, and it just was bizarre to me. Now, if you're on Twitter or social media, you've seen all of the backlash, if you will, and the comparison to somehow Nazi Germany. I mean, it was, again, I don't know if that was intentional and they really thought about it and they're like, no, this is the message we want to send. And having two Marines in the back, I think there were Marines, maybe there were National Guard. It's like that is so out of bounds. And yet the gist of what he said was half the country is a terrorist. Right? The quote, Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Huh? Really? That's a direct quote. Dehumanizing anybody who disagrees with his point of view. And this rhetoric has really escalated. Is this just me? Do you have a thought? 800-222-5222. He went on, quote, the soul of America is defined by the sacred proposition that all are created equal in the image of God. My thought was when I saw it last night, it looked like a scene out of hell. It looked demonic to me. And he's up there talking about God. He went on to say that Trump supporters, I think he said something like, don't live in the light of truth, but the darkness of lies. Oh, my goodness. Now, look, I want to be clear. Donald Trump is not the answer. He's not my savior. My savior is Jesus Christ. He's my Lord and Savior. God's not missing anything. I'm actually concerned about the people that almost want Trump to be back in office to the point of idolatry. He's got some issues, no doubt about it. I'm a guy that deals with policy. But the stuff that comes out of Biden's mouth, it looked like it was seriously a scene reminiscent out of hell with the red lights and the whole thing. And just the things, I'm a president, not of red America or blue America, but of all America. You know, hey, some of the policies, some of which you've done, I'm not so sure. But the idea of labeling concerned parents who speak at school board meetings domestic terrorists, I'm not down with that idea. My America doesn't embrace the rewriting of immigration laws. Don't even get me going on the Hunter Biden stuff. Words have power. And so much of what comes out of the left is so insightful in terms of vile, provoking. And if you expect me to believe January 6th was so awful akin to the worst thing that's happened in the country since the Civil War, I'll point you to Pearl Harbor and 9/11 for a couple just right out of the box. And if you believe this stuff, I just don't know what to tell you. 800-222-5222. Is that a little intense? Is that a little heavy? Positioning Marines behind him for a political speech would be wrong, whoever did it. Military is supposed to be apolitical. Is this microphone on? Calling on voters to unite against, what did he say, MAGA Republicans. Threat to democracy. You have any idea how many people, how many millions, tens of millions of people in this country? And even people that, look, if you voted for Biden and you're down with what's going on in the country, you like high gas prices and everything else that's going on and giving Ukraine billions of dollars and all the stuff that's happening. I mean, again, okay. But hear me loud and clear. The answer is not Republicans. I'm not registered Republican. Again, policies are my issue. Theologically, I'm a conservative Christian. I believe in the Bible. I believe it's inerrant. So I would vote for someone in political office or about to be elected into political office if their policies emulate what I believe are scriptural. I'm not down with killing babies and somehow reframing it into, well, it's a woman's right to choose. We've killed 70 million babies in this country, and we fall all over ourselves. Somehow, if we ban abortion in the ninth month or the beginning of the third trimester, people are screaming about you're taking away a woman's right to choose. This is demonic. This is not clear thinking. This is evil. And if you think my comparison is way out of line, take about 30 minutes one night and go on your phone or your desktop and look up the Church of Satan and look up abortion and how they believe it is a sacred ritual to kill a child. So if you're down in that camp, you're down with the Church of Satan, whether you know that or not. 800-222-5222. We're 30 minutes in. Politics are not the answer. This is a spiritual problem in our country and in the world. And we're in the middle of a spiritual war. Maybe I'll talk about that a little bit on the other side. So before we go to break, I think this would be the time to kind of throw a 180 in and have a little bit of fun. Now, if you listen to past broadcasts, you know I have a dear friend who is a extraordinary guitarist. He's a songwriter, and he has a brand new album out. Some of you have picked it up. I have mine right here. And he put together a 60-second commercial that I want to play for you right now.
In a world where seahorses ride dirt bikes and gumballs grow on trees, comes the DNA cleansing rock concert of purified notes to help you be the most incredible, ultimate, bestest you. The Stolly Buell, a sassy tropical blend of coconut, banana, mango, pineapple flavored rock guitar, here to liberate and heal your soul. Take the journey and get your copy of The Stolly Buell now at IARERecords.com. That's IARERecords.com. And be a part of the greatest selling rock record of all time, The Stolly Buell, coming to a stadium near you. Warning, initiates healing upon contact.
I will put my stamp of approval on that. It is a great album, especially if you like rock and roll, as I do. I would say go to CraigParkerAdams.com for more information. And maybe I'm going to get Craig in here sometime in the month of September, ask him to bring a guitar and an amp and treat you to a little really good rock and roll. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. You're welcome to call and share any thoughts that are on your mind as we continue with more of this, the Frank Sontag Show, next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. By the way, if you would like to reach out and share any comments in an email, I have a brand new email address and very easy for you to remember. Now, my ministry that I talk about from time to time is KMG Ministries, as in Kingdom Men's Gathering, KMG Ministries. My email address is just frank@kmgministries.com, and I'll get that email right here on my phone during the show. So if you have any thoughts and you want to shoot me an email, you're welcome to do that, frank@kmgministries.com. You enjoying the heat? A friend of mine called me yesterday freaking out. His air conditioner was not running right. And if you listen to this program, you know one of my major sponsors is Home Comfort USA. And hear me out on this one. I actually called them this week, curious, have you gotten many calls? Phones have been kind of light, and I just want to tell you this. First of all, if you've not heard this, Home Comfort USA has an exceptional offer for you right now. They're overstocked with AC systems from Lennox. They're going to give you $2,000 cash back and no payments for a year. I don't know how you can beat that. But also, whether it's replacing or repairing your air conditioning, I would give them a call. I mean, the heat's going to be around for quite a while longer. And don't wait. I venture to guess most of you have no idea how old your air conditioner is outside. You probably haven't even looked at it. My friends at Home Comfort USA are amazing people. They're there to please you and help you. Call them. 888-862-1929. 888-862-1929. $2,000 cash back, no payments for a year, brand new system, or maybe you need a repair. Get it checked out. Go to homecomfortusa.com and make sure you tell them you heard it on my program. They will take care of you. Let us take some calls. Let's see here. My gosh, we have a lot of calls on the screen. We have a line open, 800-222-5222. Let's talk to Felix in Sherman Oaks. Felix, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Good evening. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. I've been a fan of yours since probably around 1990, which I was a USC student, and I started listening to your show back then. And you mentioned about, you know, fear. I'm originally from Europe. I'm from Spain, and I was a foreign student graduating in May of 1992. And you wouldn't believe the shock that I got when I lived the experience of the riots back then. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
What went through your mind? As in my recollection is the first night was horrible, but then it just kind of seemed to explode and got worse and worse over the next few days.
Well, I tell you what, I was living on Hoover Street and Jefferson.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. It looked like Beirut. It was really, really insane. Yeah. And I had the privilege of having a friend. I used to go to the School of Cinema, and my friend Jason helped me out getting out of there of my apartment building, and we made it to his place, and his family was incredible. But the fear of those couple of nights, Frank, that was really something else.
Now, I don't want to perpetuate any sense of unrealistic fear. I think there's a lot of fear mongering out there. When you look to today and the climate of the country and all of the things that are going down, or some of the harsh rhetoric that's being spewed out of certain political people, does any of this scare you at all? Do you have any of that same type of fear?
Yes. Yes, because, again, I think that we're living something very similar in Europe back home. And it's pretty scary because I don't see a real response to what we're being exposed to these days.
Well, and you know it because when you grew up, my suspicion is you understood how precious freedom was, and maybe there was a bit of oppression going on in your country at that time.
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, to us, to the European people, this country is a model to follow, you know, and it's pretty scary that I've seen so much change, you know, since I came out to this country, that it's very, very, you know, scary, actually.
Felix, I'm grateful you called. I hope you know you're welcome to call anytime. Thank you for your call tonight.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. You know, Felix talking about being raised in Spain, there is a man that I hold in very high regard. His name is Joseph Bondarenko. He's a former pastor in Russia, and he grew up under the rise of Stalin. In fact, he was in prison for 10 years. I've seen him speak a couple of times locally, and especially during COVID and some of the policies that were being implemented, and he said, you have to wake up. I've seen this before. And the problem with us in America, I think a lot of us take our freedoms for granted. We don't know what it's like to live under an oppressive regime. Although some can say until recently. These are concerning times. I won't say scary times, but I'm concerned. I don't like what I'm seeing out of the left. I don't like all the race baiting. I don't like all of the hatred. And you may go, well, where were you from 2016 to 2020? What about that orange guy? He was a racist and everything else. Yeah, okay. The dude definitely had some character flaws. But in terms of policies, you can't even hold a match between the two administrations in terms of what they've done for America. And if you think this is a good deal, we have now a little less than 2 years in. You're enjoying people coming across the border unchecked, carte blanche. Somehow, here in California, our governor, right? You're a taxpayer. You're paying for undocumented workers, otherwise known as illegal immigrants. You're paying for their health care. They get all the goodies. And yet if you're a U.S. citizen and you live in our state, you're the one that takes it, if you will. How does anybody, other than maybe you plead ignorance, how does anybody go along with this stuff? And again, I want to be very clear. I'm not saying the Republicans have all the answers. There's a lot of complicity on D.C., from either party. But as an American citizen, as someone that loves this country, to see what's transpired over the last, 19 or 20 months, is pure evil. And it's not getting any better. And this is global stuff. In fact, next break, we're going to talk a little bit about mass formation. What that means, well, it has a bit to do with a consensus mindset where fear is implemented and people just go like lemmings. Case of COVID, wear your mask, take the shot, shut up. And now we're seeing so many of the lies. Tech censorship, getting in bed with tech companies, pushing forth this idea of censoring people during COVID with opposing views. This smacks of totalitarianism. This is very concerning stuff. And I imagine if Felix was still on the line, he could give you a little bit of a history lesson. This isn't somehow, oh, Sontag's a Trumper and he's a Republican, or he's a conservative talk show host and it's just, you know, business as usual. We had a couple calls last week saying the like, which is just cowardice, has nothing to do with the truth of things. In fact, if you listen to our podcasts on Rumble, we post a best of. We have one of the calls. We call it Trouble with Trolls. You can find that on franksontag.com or on our Rumble page. I'm interested in truth. I'm interested in strength. I'm interested in the tenets of this country, the founding of this country, not somehow they were all slave owners and racists. Man, you got to wake up. This is Marxism come home to roost, to quote Malcolm X, not the Marxism part, the coming home to roost part. And where do the answers lie? There are solutions here. And again, it's not with Republicans. Maybe we can have that conversation. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. When we continue, we're going to talk a little bit about mass formation and how to break that grip, maybe take some calls, and more of this, the Frank Sontag Show, next, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Our board is virtually filled. Michael, Dave, Ryan, Joyce, please be patient. I will get to you when I can. And we do have one line open, 800-222-KABC. Have you ever invested in gold or silver or thought about it? I have a very good friend. His name is Mike Cordova, and his group is the Gold Financial Group. They're kind of like family. There's a small number of them. They care. You get personal touch. They're there to answer your questions. It's not like just a commercial where you call or you go online and, you know, there's 500 people and then they just run you through the mill. Mike will give you a personal touch and help you invest in precious metals, whether it's gold or silver or something else. Let me give you his number three times. Call him. You will be glad you did. 800-214-9023. 800-214-9023. Gold Financial Group. They know what they're doing. They're very schooled at this. They want to help you. Maybe part of it is to just kind of counteract how the stock market is doing its thing and invest in precious metals. 800-214-9023. Gold Financial Group and Mike Cordova. If you do make that call, I promise you, you will be glad you did. What is mass formation? There is an article entitled, Dissenting Voices Must Speak Out to Extricate Society from the Grip of Mass Formation. Now, we got to put on our thinking caps. This is a little heady. I'm going to read a little bit of it. But it speaks to all of us, especially in relation to what we've just been through with COVID. Speaking out to articulate sincere and honest beliefs is the best way to break the social phenomenon known as mass formation. What is mass formation? It's when many individuals believe in an unreasonable narrative but are unable to think critically of it. We saw a little of this over the last 2 years where people you may know, and you may just have some questions. They're like, no, I don't even want to hear about it. Stop with your, you anti-vaxxer and with your disinformation. And now we come to find out that the White House tech companies got in bed, social media censored, shut all kind of dissenting voice down. Matthias Desmet is a professor of clinical psychology at Ghent University in Belgium. He has studied mass formation. Listen to this. The phenomenon of mass formation has existed in society since ancient times, and more recently, historically speaking, has manifested itself in the Crusades, the French Revolution, and on a larger scale in Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union. Desmet is a leading expert on mass formation. Desmet said recently the first time a worldwide mass formation emerged was during the coronavirus crisis. He said that's never happened before in history. Quote, during the COVID-19 pandemic, two new groups emerged in the society, the mass and the group of people that don't go along with the masses. Stay with me. This is really important stuff. The group that doesn't side with the mass is usually extremely diverse, runs through every pre-existing social group, such as families, companies, friendships, political parties. Desmet said it comes from all social backgrounds, from all professions, all races, and colors. The professor holds that a rational understanding is extremely important. And humankind has to push rational understanding as far as possible. But if it's done in a harnessed way, people will soon see that they've arrived at the limit of rational understanding. How many people do you know during COVID, You just try to have a conversation about facts or whatever, and they want to have nothing to do with it. And they just start regurgitating popular innuendos or the propaganda of the media. We have definitely been propagandized through the media. You and I can have reasonable discussions or disagreements about COVID and the like. But I'll tell you, when I started seeing cancel culture rearing its ugly head and the idea of somehow people being censored or doctors, people that have taken the Hippocratic Oath to preserve life, people that know life and death, have seen life and death. Early on in the spring of 2020, when you started seeing doctors shut down for talking about early therapeutics, doctors that had hands-on in helping people get through COVID, treating them with things like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, etc., when you saw that being shut down, that should have raised a little bit of concern. Instead of vaccine mandates, and these aren't even vaccines. Let me get back to Desmond here. And some good news, if you will. A totalitarian state is based on mass formation, in which a segment of the population, usually about 20 to 30%, become fanatically convinced of a certain narrative or ideology. Doesn't take the majority. Takes about 20 to 30%. What's Biden's approval rating? Oh, I digress. Be careful, Frank. In this respect, the totalitarian system differs from a classical dictatorship, which only relies on a small elite that imposes a social contract on the population by, how do they do it? By inciting fear. How many of you knew that? Many of you. That's the way they do it. They incite fear. So how do we break this? The first ethical and strategic principle to break the mass formation, according to Desmet, is that people always have to speak out and never stop speaking out. Because the dissident voices of those who disagree with the narrative constantly disturb the mass formation. Get it? Now, before I finish this, many of you maybe spoke out or stopped speaking out for fear of a whole array of things. Losing your job, ostracized, you know what happened during COVID. Desmond even acknowledges, speaking out might be difficult or dangerous, but it's much more dangerous to stop speaking out. Let me say that one again. Speaking out might be difficult or dangerous, but it's much more dangerous to stop speaking out. Quote, as a human being, you have the ethical duty to articulate the words that seem sincere and honest to you. If people continue to do so, they will become increasingly stronger. And after a certain amount of time, the power of the small group, no matter how small, will become larger than the power of the masses. At that point, a new kind of society based on ethical principles emerges. The last part of this, Desmond believes that human beings have to articulate the principles of honesty, integrity, truth, not because they're convinced that they are the only ones who know the truth, but because these principles are the best of their understanding and they sincerely believe that they are true. Not what we're told is true. What you believe is true. And at the very least, what happened to conversations where we may have an agreement to disagree? This is nothing unusual. If you just choose to be somewhat well-read, there's story after story in the news. More than 50 officials in the current administration across a dozen agencies were involved with efforts to pressure big tech companies to crack down on misinformation, quote-unquote. This is censorship, allegedly false and misleading information on COVID. Anti-vax misinformation. It went on and on and on. They shut down any dissenting voice. And the reason why we know this is true is there's a lawsuit going on right now. And in the discovery phase, documents have surfaced. Attorneys General of Missouri and Louisiana, they've produced these documents. There's an organization called the New Civil Liberties Alliance. A lawyer named Jenny Young, quote, "If there was ever any doubt the federal government was behind censorship of Americans who dared to dissent from official COVID messaging, that doubt has now been erased. The shocking extent of the government's involvement in silencing Americans through coercing social media companies has now been revealed," end quote. We need to wake up. Stop cowering. Stop living in fear. Stop going along with what we're told over and over again is the truth. Find out for yourself. There's so much information out there. We are in a battle right now. It's a spiritual war. I'll share a bit in the second hour. The truth will win out. But I've never seen anything like it. What we saw last night, in terms of the address and the red and the venom, there's a lot of hatred right now being thrown around in the country, and a lot of scapegoating. Maybe start by reading the Declaration of Independence. You ever read the Constitution? I carry it with me all the time. I've got it right here. Take me about 30 minutes to power through it. I may read it in the second hour. It's a valuable document, and it's being defecated on right now by people in positions of power and authority, and it's by both Republicans and Democrats. But the left, they are terrified right now. That's why you're seeing things like what we saw last night. 800-222-5222, in hour number two, we're actually going to talk about forgiveness a little bit. And what about electric vehicles and flex alerts? Stay tuned. More of the Frank Sontag Show is next. Talk Radio 790 KABC.